The following message is brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is Friday, October 2nd, 2015, and this is presidential release number 433. It is raining in Baltimore, baby, to quote the Counting Crows. It's raining here in Baltimore. Been raining for a couple days, but it is warm inside, and we're getting ready for our STEM to You Leadership Academy this weekend. A number of high school age youth from around the country who are coming to learn about being leaders and helping young people live the lives they want by getting educated and informed in science, technology, engineering, and math. And I'm looking forward to talking to them this weekend and having them in our building. We very recently had a tremendous victory in our dispute with the Seattle Public Schools. A consent decree was agreed upon a couple of weeks ago by the school board in Seattle. This is a historic moment for the National Federation of the Blind. It is the first time we've gotten an agreement about accessibility of this type with a K-12 school district. The agreement has broad implications for how technology will be implemented in the school district, what type of accessibility there will be, and how vendors will be held responsible for providing technologies that are not accessible. This is a moment that we can all be proud of in the National Federation of the Blind. We've gotten a great agreement. We've supported our members who have been involved, principally Noelle Nightingale, who is a blind mother who has been fighting to get access to the technologies that will allow her to see her children's grades and homework. And of course, the blind students in the Seattle Public Schools are going to be better off because of our work, and this is going to have great implications for the rest of the nation. So congratulations to all of us on our fine work, and I encourage you to read our press release and the documents on the Seattle Public Schools, as it really is a first for us, and it will be a precedent for the rest of the country. We have been busy in the National Federation of the Blind working on our legislative issues. We are making great progress on the TIME Act. That's transitioning to integrated and meaningful employment. We have been picking up co-sponsors at a good rate during the last month. We now have on the Senate side both a Republican and Democratic co-sponsor. Let's continue to push the TIME Act and to work to eliminate subminimum wages across the United States. There are a number of local efforts going on to support the notion that subminimum wages are outdated and should be done away with. We've had an ordinance passed in St. Louis that explicitly does not call out people with disabilities as being exempted. And although there have been efforts to put people with disabilities in to be exempted from the minimum wage, that we've been pushing back on that. There have been some protests across the country in various places. We are gaining a lot of great momentum on our subminimum wage effort. And once we get this bill passed, that is just one more building block in our employment efforts. So keep the pressure on. Let's get senators and representatives to sign on to the TIME Act, and let's get this done before the year is out. As you know, we pushed back on a contract that Amazon was going to get from the New York City Public Schools, a $30 million contract to provide digital services and books. I and other leaders of the Federation went to New York a couple of days ago and met with officials of the school district, the mayor's office for people with disabilities, and many other high-ranking officials. We have gotten their attention, and I think we've found some advocates who really want to do the right thing and make sure that accessibility is part of this major contract. We don't know how it's all going to come out. We're still having conversations, but I think we can be proud that because of the work of the National Federation of the Blind, accessibility is now firmly affixed on the radar of the top officials in the New York City public schools, and that is going to serve us well in other parts of the country. So congratulations to all who helped with that, and let's continue to be watchdogs for other school districts around the country to make sure we can prevent similar contracts from going forward until accessibility is included. Now, although the year's not out yet, we do need to start thinking about the 2016 Washington Seminar. And I have some notes from Diane McGeorge of Colorado, who has been helping to coordinate the details of our Washington Seminar for many years. The Washington Seminar is going to run from January 24th to January 28th, with the great gathering in meeting to happen as usual at 5 p.m. on Monday, January 25. You'll want to be there. Now, one big change that Diane reports from previous years is that we are going to be making reservations directly with the hotel. Many people, if you've been to the Washington Seminar, you certainly know that the hotel has been under renovation. Probably you tried to sleep through some of the construction. A lot of the renovations at the hotel have made it more practical for us to make reservations directly with the hotel. All the beds are queen beds now. You can't stack in the rollaways anymore. And so all the logistics can really be handled directly with the hotel. So this year, if you want to have a room reservation for the Washington Seminar at the Holiday Inn Capitol at 550 C Street Southwest, you'll need to contact the hotel directly, and you'll need to give them our reservation number, which is N9B, as in blind, N9B. Now, reservations can be made from the Saturday, the 23rd, through Friday, the 29th. So any of those dates. And the room rate at the Capitol Holiday Inn is $184 per night, plus applicable tax. The tax is currently 14.5%. In order to make your room reservations, you should call 877-572-6951, 877-572-6951. We will also have a web link available, and we'll make that available at nfb.org. As I said, make sure you use the booking code N9B when making your reservations. You will need to have a credit card at the time of booking, and you can cancel your reservation up to 72 hours prior to your check-in date without penalty, but after that you will be charged a fee for cancellation. Usually it's one night of the stay. The firm deadline for getting your room reservations in for this year's Washington Seminar will be Monday, December 21st. Monday, December 21st. To call the Holiday Inn directly, make your room reservations. After that, you're going to get charged whatever the standard rate is for the Holiday Inn, and I don't think it's a rate that you'll be very eager to pay. So I encourage you to get your reservations in by Monday, December 21st, and hopefully before that. Now, if as part of the Washington Seminar you need to schedule a special meeting or activity, Diane asks that you continue as usual to write to Lisa Bonderson to coordinate that. You can email Lisa Bonderson at L. Bonderson, L-B-O-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, at cocenter.org. That's C-O-C-E-N-T-E-R.org. Write to Lisa with information about the meeting that you'd like to have in the midst of the Washington seminar, and you need to do that by December 10th. You, of course, can reach out to Diane with any questions that you have, but with the streamlined reservation process, you should be able to get many of your guest room questions answered by the hotel. I do want to let you know that as part of our Washington seminar this year, we are again looking at having a congressional reception. You know that this past Washington seminar, we had a congressional reception in honor of our 75th anniversary. The reception was very well received. We had a couple of members of Congress who came by. We got some good advantage out of it. We are exploring the possibility of doing another congressional reception, and we're going to work very hard to pin at least the time details down so that you can both include that in your letters and phone calls when making Washington seminar appointments, but also you can plan your appointments around that. So stay tuned for information about that. Now, we are doing a lot of other work to build the Federation. This is, of course, Meet the Blind Month, and a number of our chapters will be going out into the community and doing public service. And so thank you to each of you for getting out in the community and help spreading the word about the Federation. I hope that you're using our new NFB brochure. It's a beautiful brochure. We should get it into people's hands. One of the pieces that we're putting together here at the National Office as an infrastructure piece is a unified database. We call this Connections. This is going to be the master database that brings together all of our internal databases. So many of you have probably had the experience of calling the National Office and talking to someone and saying, you know, I need to change my address for the Braille monitor. And undoubtedly, when you did that, you still got mail at whatever your old address was for something else. Our Connections database is going to connect all the pieces so that when we change our address in one place, it'll be changed for all of our lists. It will help us stay in better contact with blind people across the country. It will help us find blind people and parents of blind children and stay better connected with them. It will help us manage our subscriptions, both print and Braille, but also in email form. This has been a tremendous undertaking to put together, but I'm excited to announce that on Monday, we're going to be launching the Connections database internally to our national office. And over the next few months, we're going to be test piloting having affiliates use the affiliate portal to connect to the Connections database and input their membership information so that we have a centralized place for all of our data and so that we can all can stay better connected. Certainly, we'll be having training for our affiliate leaders as we roll this out, and we'll be wanting feedback about what tools and functionality we'll need to put into it. But this is a very significant step in our strategy for 21st century communications and building the Federation. So I wanted you to know about that. During the course of the National Convention, we had a presentation of new songs, new Federation songs, and that was under the title, The Rhythm of the Movement. I am pleased to announce for Meet the Blind Month that the Rhythm of the Movement CD is now available. You can get the Rhythm of the Movement CD for $12 in the Independence Market. The CD includes 15 tracks. Many of them are studio tracks of new songs. Some of them are songs that are just a couple years old, but they've been redone. And there are a few of the live tracks from the performance at the convention. You can get the CD in the Independence Market, or you can get it on CD Baby, Eventually, it's going to be available in the iTunes store and other places, but as of today, it is only available at CD Baby, and you can get to the digital download of the tracks by going to nfb.org/rhythm, nfb.org/rhythm. That'll redirect you right to the CD Baby store, where you can view the digital download of the tracks and get them onto your various devices. As I say, it will be available in iTunes and other digital music stores very soon. And so if you use those, prefer those, you can watch for that. We'll certainly share that information. Let's get our Federation music out there. Let's get people to know some of our new songs and to share in the hope, energy, and love that they exhibit about the work that we do in this organization. Now, I was recently at a convention. I won't name any names, but I played the Live the Life You Want song. And someone said, well, we don't know the words yet. So in order to encourage people for Meet the Blind Month to know the words to one of our new songs, after some of the customary endings, I have included on this release one of the tracks from our Rhythm of the Movement CD. I hope you'll sing along and get to know the words. One other note related to our independence market, we have been helping facilitate people getting Guinness World Records certificates from the GWR organization through our independence market. The original deadline was September 30. We found that there's still some more demand, so we have extended that. If you want your own personalized Guinness World Records certificate, I encourage you to contact the independence market. Very soon, we'll be collecting information and getting certificates for folks for another couple months, but then we will be done. We're charging $25, which is simply what the Guinness World Records folks charge. You can buy the certificate on their website, but it's not as accessible as you'd like, so we're really just facilitating that. So contact the independence market if you want to celebrate your participation and your being officially amazing by having a certificate. We have been recognizing the goal of finding 750 new members, and so I would like to introduce for a membership minute, Danielle Trevino.
Hey guys, thank you so much for all of the wonderful phone calls and emails that you've been sending me throughout September. I'm really excited that so many of you have taken the kit event and run with it. I'm very glad that you are excited about it as well. I did want to let you know that you can still order your materials if you need them for your Meet the Blind Month event. Just give me a call here and I'm happy to help you with your order. As President Rick Abono said, we do have the brand new brochure. It's gorgeous. You should get it and you should share it with everybody. And when you do your events, just remember to share your stories. We have a fantastic organization and we all have wonderful stories. And when people come out to a Meet the Blind Month event, that's what they want to do. They want to meet the blind. So share your stories and be proud of your stories. When you share things on social media, please remember to use the hashtag NFBMTBM for Meet the Blind Month 15. So that's NFBMTBM15. I also wanted to let you know that we will be sending out a birthday bash kit. It's very similar to the kit event outline that we sent out in September. And the reason that we're sending this one out is for the opportunity to celebrate the NFB's 75th birthday on November 16th. So keep an eye out for that. And as always, I'm here for you. Whatever you need, just give me a call or send me an email.
Thank you very much, Danielle. I do encourage everybody to think about putting together a little birthday bash event in November for the 75th birthday of the Federation. I know I'm going to be looking forward to going to the NFB of Pennsylvania convention. That'll be the weekend immediately before November 16th at the original hotel where the Federation was organized, and then coming back to Baltimore for our birthday bash event. It's a good opportunity to get us out in the community and have a number of celebrations across the country. I should have mentioned on the brochure The brochure is a print brochure. It's intended to get to people that might not yet know about the Federation. A lot of people say, well, I'd like to know what's in the brochure. If you go to nfb.org and you go to the About the NFB page, the text on that page on the website is effectively what's in the print brochure. So you can go there and you can read the text of the brochure. The brochure is expanded. It's dynamic. It's got some new elements to it, so I encourage you to look at it. I do have one note from around the Federation family this month. I regret to let you know that Cynthia Cross of our Fredericksburg chapter in Virginia passed away earlier in September. She was battling cancer and suddenly took a turn for the worse. I urge you to keep Cynthia in your thoughts and prayers. All right, as we go into Meet the Blind Month, I do have some of the customary endings for the presidential release. And in as much as it's raining, I thought I'd give you some rain-related items. So, what happens when it rains cats and dogs? You might step in a poodle. What did the hurricane say to the other hurricane? I have my eye on you. What does a cloud wear under her raincoat? Well, of course, that would be thunderwear. And in the spirit of fundraising, when does it rain money? When there's change in the weather.
Live the life you want, nobody can stop you. Shoot for the sun and break on through. So you're blind, you'll be fine, we got good news. You can live the life you want, yes, we know the truth. Grab a cane, get trained, gotta get moving. Make a change on a wage, that's what we're doing. Come with me, yeah. And live the life you want, nobody can stop you. Shoot for the sun and break on through. So you're blind, you'll be fine, we got good news. You can live the life you want, yes, we know the truth. You and me, NFB, let's dream together. NFB, you and me, lives on forever. You will see. Stop you, shoot for the sun and break on through. So you're blind, you'll be fine, we got good news. You can live the life you want, yes, we know the truth. You can live the life you want, yes, we know the truth.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Well Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, www.nfb.org.